Good morning, world. Oh, shoot, I forgot.
Here we go. Gotta get the right microphone going here. Good morning, world. Talking about opinions. I've been thinking a lot about opinions lately. I've actually been thinking about opinions for a while, but I was thinking about it last night when, as I went to sleep, and this morning when I woke up like crazy early, 3 something, couldn't fall back to sleep. So when I look back at my life, opinions have caused so much harm. Like, it's cost me to lose out on so many great things in my life. You know, I've had so many opinions where I was judging things to be bad that I've since realized, oh my God, these things are amazing and have incredible gifts to offer, incredible benefits to offer to my life. But because I had all these opinions about them, I declined to avail myself of them until much later in life. And so I'm sharing this because I want for you to consider, what opinions do you currently hold that are holding you back? I think this is a ginormous, overlooked area in life. And it's a very simple way to look at things, like, what are the opinions that I currently hold? Where do they come from? A lot of our opinions are not ones that we've reasoned our way to. Right? A lot of our opinions are ones that we have been assigned. Maybe not like that's a strong word, but basically that we've heard them somewhere and then we just repeat them because that's our opinion, right? I think that's true of a lot of political opinions, is that we've just, that like our tribe, our media, our sources, whatever, they say this. And so that is the opinion that we hold because that's what we've been told. That's what we've heard. But I think in our own lives as well, it's, or outside of that realm, a lot of opinions, like, where do they come from, right? And what are they based in? So I'll get into that. But firstly, let me share some of the opinions that I've held that I've lived to regret, is a strong word, but let's go there. Live to regret, or at least live to change my mind on, change my opinion on. So I wrote down a quick list here. Spirituality is one. I was a very spiritual kid, but then later on in life, I was like, as a, you know, young adult, I was like, oh, spirituality is poo-poo. Like, it's all like left brain. I like climb into what I'd like to think call my tower, like my mental tower, where I like, which lives over here in the left hemisphere, where I got like really smart and intelligent. I can sit up in that tower and like look out at everybody and like, oh, you're not smart enough. Like, well, like, and that was my, like, from up in the tower, that's where a lot of my opinions come from. From sitting up in that tower, I would shoot down at anything spiritual and anything emotional. Emotionality was another big one. I remember seeing a guy cry in a video and I was like, oh my God, he's so weak. He's such a loser for crying. But so for a long time, I had strong opinions against spirituality. It was terrible. It was crappy. Emotionality, masculinity. I had a lot of opinions on masculinity, like people who had like, oh, they're too bulky, too much muscle. Like they must be insecure or like whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's ugly. I don't want to be like that. And so I had opinions on exercise and working out and lifting weights, like that was bad. Actually, I had another piece where like every once in a while, this was back in college, I would go for a run and I was always praying that I wouldn't meet anybody because I had this belief that you had to be in good shape, but you had to not be seen working for it. I don't know where that came from. It's really weird. I've had the weirdest fucking beliefs, I'll tell you. Another opinion I've had is that ads are bad. And ads are basically a tax on you not having a remarkable enough product, not you not having a good enough product. And so ads are bad. Changed my mind on that. I think ads are great. It's a great way to get the word out. I appreciate the fact that these platforms exist that allow me to get my message out in front of millions of people. That's pretty incredible. I had this belief that funnels were bad, sales funnels. I don't think they are. I think they're a great mechanism, again, to get out in front of a bunch of people and generate a bunch of leads so that you can actually help people and serve them. Sales. I had this belief that, this opinion that sales were really bad. That's terrible. Like salespeople are awful and sales is bad. Funny enough, my brother is a salesperson in tech sales. And I now realize that sales can be like, there's a lot of like not very good salespeople out there, but sales can be a really great service of like helping people make the right decision for them and help overcome that inertia and that resistance that we all have towards actually doing what's good for us. It's crazy, but we all have that, right? We have, and because there's a reason why we don't have it, is that we're stuck in our ways and our opinions. And so we need something to trigger us to change that. And so that is essentially what selling is changing those beliefs that keep us stuck. Because we can have anything we want, but the reason we don't is because there's some inner opinion that says that it's wrong, or we can't have it, or we don't want it, or we have some opinion against the vehicle to get us there, whatever it is. I've had lots of opinions on myself on how I was wrong or bad or good or better or worse or all kinds of BS like that. Tony Robbins is someone that like I've had a lot of opinions about, good and bad. I got into his stuff very early and listened to it, and then I was like, oh, but it's bad, boo boo something, and then like all kinds of opinions around that and things I'd heard and things like myself and whatnot, and like. Now I'm like, I'm going to actually to my first live event with Tony Robbins later this year in a couple of months, at Date with Destiny in person in Florida. I'm very pumped for that. I think Tony Robbins does incredible good work in the world. I think he has a ton to offer. I think he's a very, very brilliant, brilliant man. So I'm very excited for that event. I was going to go to an event in Amsterdam in... must have been like 2009 or something, 2010. And I'm like now looking back, I regret not going, but I forget what it was. Something opinion, maybe some money, which is also like money is always BS excuse, right? Money is always like there is, if you want it bad enough, you can figure out the money like that was, but it's a good convenient like excuse. Hey, no, it's too, I can't afford it right now or something. It's always a BS excuse. Russell Brunson, I've had a lot of opinions on him. He has a lot to offer. He's got some great, great content and stuff and lots to learn from him in marketing and both in what he teaches and how he executes. So, hey, Yasmin, what's up? Her mom just left.
What's up, girl? You're going to stay here. Stay here, baby. Yep. Hello, people.
All right, Yasmin says hi. She's like, she wants to, I don't know, she doesn't get the camera thing. It's weird. I have to teach her the camera stuff. Yasmin? Yasmin? Hey, down here. Good girl. Good girl, baby. Yeah. Such a good girl. Yeah. All right. So, Dan Martell, one of my mentor's coaches, I'm part of his boardroom, SaaS boardroom program. Had a lot of opinions on him early on when he started to do his online marketing and kind of put himself out there. I had tons of opinions on him. Frameworks, this idea of teaching in like structured step by step, do this, do this, do this, do this. I was like, no, like that's bad. You should just like kind of feel into the moment and use your intuition and blah, blah, blah. You shouldn't have all these, hey girl, hey.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Like frameworks are bad. You're kind of like you're condensing it down to like the lowest common denominator, or like you're robbing it of all its like life and blah blah blah. You're making it so crude and rough and whatnot. I love frameworks. Frameworks are amazing. They allow me to understand things in a simple, structured way. And you can add a lot of nuance within the framework, but the framework, having a framework makes it a lot easier to put it into my brain and understand it. Like also makes it a lot easier to teach it. Coaching, I had opinions on coaching. It was bad. Like if I was someone who needed coaching, then I was already a failure. Like too many coaches is bad. Too much coaching is a problem. Hey Yasmin, what's going on with you? I had opinions on dogs not wanting to stay where I want them to stay. I had opinions on therapy. So like too much, like again, therapy was bad. Therapy was like, if you needed therapy, it was a problem or something or other, like you were broken or something. Exercise, I had opinions on exercise. If like You shouldn't have to exercise, or exercise is vain or bad or something. Lifting weights is boring and silly. Like, diet? I had all these opinions about people wanting to eat thing, like, you know, like tofurkey or like soy chicken and things like that. I'm still not crazy about that. But I do love, I have a tiramisu recipe from Medical Medium, which is, it's sort of like a tiramisu, but it's with none of the gluten and none of the sugar and none of the caffeine and none of like the alcohol, all these things that normally go dairy, so they go into a tiramisu normally. And it's phenomenal. It's freaking amazing. And so this idea that you can actually take, like, tiramisu is amazing for a reason, but you can actually take it and then remove all that's bad about it, and you get a tiramisu that's fucking even better, right? That's amazing. And I would have completely poo-pooed that back in the day. I'd be like, if you want a tiramisu, get a tiramisu. If you don't want a tiramisu, get something else, right? Could you get like, let it be what it is. That was my opinion. Now I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, you know, we can do a pasta thing that doesn't have any gluten and that doesn't have any dairy and that doesn't have any, you know, any bad stuff, and it's an amazing pasta dish. Like, what's wrong with that? It's fantastic. VC funding is another one. So the point here is that there's such a long list of opinions that I've held that have really caused real harm to me, that I've changed my mind on. If I could go back and do it over, I would have, like, that's like, just let go of that opinion. Just keep an open mind. Like, don't have an opinion on it if you can, right? Just be like, good, bad, who the fuck knows, right? There's a story of the Chinese man that gives him a horse, and then his neighbors go like, oh, that's amazing, you're so lucky. And the Chinese man is like, I don't know, maybe. And then his son rides the horse and then falls off and breaks his leg. And then the neighbors are like, oh my God, that's so sad, I'm so sorry for you. And the Chinese guy's like, maybe. And then war breaks out, and then all able-bodied young men have to fight in the war. And then the neighbor, because his son has broken his leg, he can't fight, so he gets to stay home. And then his neighbors are like, oh my God, you're so lucky. And he's like, maybe. Point being, we never know. We never know whether it's good or bad. Like, if we could see the totality of the system, right, is whatever is happening, right, is it good or bad? What's really going on here? Like, we're always trying to form a narrative about what is happening in the world because it's the only way that we can make sense of it. It's the only way that we can understand it. Like, if you look at what's happening right now in the Middle East, right, it's like, is it like one side is like Hamas is evil and caused this and blah, blah, blah. And the other is like, no, Israel caused Hamas to do this. Like, you were like, the fact on the ground is like a number of men came in and shot a number of people and then left in torture or something. Like, those are the facts on the ground. But the narrative around it means everything, right? And the narrative is like, that's what like comes in. That's where opinions come in, right? This is my opinion. So what I always try to do, which is so damn hard, so hard, is to live up to my mantra of opinions loosely held. Opinions loosely held. I try to always hold on to my opinions loosely. I try to have that question in the back of my mind. Am I wrong about this? Am I wrong about this? Am I going to change my mind on this? Am I going to realize something new? I've done that so many times, it's embarrassing. Or maybe it's not, maybe it's the opposite of embarrassing, right? That's another opinion. Is it like being able to change your mind is a really, really good thing. But when I look back at like how stubborn I've been and all the bullshit opinions I've held, it's kind of a little bit like, I'm like, shit, like the things that I used to believe, it's insane. And that begs the question, what are those opinions that I hold today, right? What opinions do I have today that I'm going to look back on and be like, oh my God, that was dumb. Like, I wish I'd let go of that opinion sooner. What beliefs do you hold? What opinions do you hold right now that you think in 5 years and 10 years, you're going to look back at and you're going to regret? You're going to be like, fuck, why did I hold that stupid opinion? Like, how that has held me back. Oh my God, right? Who I could have become if I didn't. one of the big opinions I held is I am wrong and I am not worthy. Those are like two really big opinions that I've held for a long time. And OMG, have they caused a lot of harm. I'm wrong and I'm not worthy. Oh my God. That's some real shit there. So look at the opinions that you're currently holding. I love Byron Katie's approach of just question everything. Any thought that pops into your mind, an opinion is nothing other than, you know, a belief, a thought. That's all it is, right? And what she teaches is question it. Is it true? Can I really absolutely know that it's true? There's some like gesture thing that I don't know what the fuck is going on. I think it's a new macOS thing. The other day, some balloons fell down and I have no idea how that happened. I don't know how to get balloons happen. Anyway, is it true? Can I absolutely know that it's true? Can I absolutely know that it's true? Yeah. How do I feel when I think that thought? How do I feel when I think that thought? Maybe I feel superior, morally superior. I love when Eckhart Tolle talks about being morally superior to the traffic jam, right? Oh, this stupid traffic jam, it shouldn't be here, right? We all know that place. We all know that place. Like, I'm morally superior to the traffic jam. The traffic jam is wrong and I'm right. We've all done that. So how do I feel when I think that thought? Do I feel stressed? Do I feel anxiety? Do I feel anger? Do I feel suffer, hurt, pain? Do I feel morally superior? Do you feel better than? Do I feel like in my ego, whatever? What is that? Just notice what it does to you to believe this thing. And then how would I feel if I couldn't think this thought? Byron Katie always says, you can't choose, you aren't choosing what you think or what you don't think. Thoughts appear and they do the thing. But what we can choose is whether we choose to believe in them. What we can choose is whether we want to believe in the thought or whether we want to question or counter or just like let the thought pass by. All right, so imagine that you just weren't able to ever think this thought. One of the opinions that I've had too is like, I'm a total failure. Like, I'm like an utter failure. Nobody likes me. Nobody wants to be with me. I'm an utter failure. I'm alone. Like, those are some of the beliefs. Like, is that true? Maybe it feels like it. Is it absolutely true? Can I absolutely know that it's true? No, I can't. Okay, how do I feel when I think that thought? I'm a failure. Oh my God, I feel like shit. I feel terrible. I want to kill myself. Like, literally, that's how I felt so much in my life. How would I feel if I couldn't think that thought at all? I would be light and free and I would just go about life and do my thing, right? I would just be here and appreciate it. I appreciate being speaking with you right now, talking into my monitor and all of you guys that are watching live right now. I'd just be enjoy that. I'd look out at the city in the background over there and enjoy that. Like, I would just be here and enjoy it. Okay. And then the final step in Byron Katie's process is turn it around to the opposite. I'm not a failure. My thinking is a failure. And there might be a handful of different turnarounds. So look at your opinions. Write them out. Write out your damn opinions. Or notice yourself saying the opinions, even saying them out loud or saying them to yourself. And then start to question them. The thing to understand too is opinion is a form of judgment. And I was looking at gene keys. I don't know if you guys are familiar with gene keys, G-E-N-E keys. It's sort of an offspring of human design. It's like this complicated system. And I don't know exactly what my opinion of it is. And I don't need to have a damn fucking opinion on it. But I find it interesting. I find it fascinating. So I wanted to share a little bit from the book because this is actually the 17th gene key, I think is my sort of my brand. Let me see here. Gene key, my gene keys. Do I have, no, not that one. Sorry. I was trying to find, holographic. hologenetic profile. Here we go. So this is what mine looks like. I'm going to share that for a sec here. So for me, this is actually my life's work and my brand. So this bubble up here is both life's work and brand. And it's 17, the gene key of 17, which is opinion and farsightedness and omniscience. So this here. It's funny it does that when I move it. Anyway, is this here? So the shadow's opinion, the gift is farsightedness, being able to see sort of multiple sides. And then the city, which is the ultimate, like, liberated, self-realized manifestation of this, would be omniscience, the ability to see everything all at once. So this is actually my brand. My role in life is to be able to see all of it. And holy crap, have I been stuck in opinion a lot, right? The closing of the third eye. And I was just looking at it right now, and this sentence stood out to me here. The 18th shadow of judgment. Oh, stop it. I wanted to make it blue again. I don't know. Can I do that? Let's see. No, I can't. Maybe I'll click it. Yeah. All right, there we go. The 18th shadow of judgment is a drive rooted in dissatisfaction within every human being. And its single role is to try to find the cause of this deep uneasiness through the medium of the 17th shadow. All right, so let's break that down. What the hell does that mean? The 18th shadow of judgment. So judgment, that's the 18th key, right? So if we go to the 18th gene key here, it goes from judgment over by integrity to perfection. So I have that, let's see here. I have that over here as my evolution. But that one is all about judgment. And this one says that the judgment is rooted in a dissatisfaction that lives within each and every one of us. So at the core of us is, or maybe not at the core, but somewhere inside each and every one of us is this deep inner dissatisfaction. There's some level of dissatisfaction. And that causes us to judge things, right? I'm dissatisfied because. Have you ever had that experience that you wake up and you're like, that something happens and you're feeling like off? And then you're just going to blame it on whatever the fuck comes your way, right? Whatever, like, your spouse or your, like, it's like the weather or someone who said something or something that happens in the world or, like, whatever. You're just going to blame your dissatisfaction on something. Has anyone ever done that? I know I have. And so what he's saying is that this dissatisfaction, like, we do judgment and then we form an opinion around that judgment in order to protect ourselves, basically. Like in order to defend our feeling of dissatisfaction, in order to give it some reason for existing. Oh, there's a reason I'm dissatisfied. It's because of this that I'm judging, and now I'm gonna form an opinion to protect myself around it. All right, so opinions are really interesting. I'm going to go a little bit deeper here. Your opinions sprout from seeds planted at some point in your first 7 years. In our modern society, opinions are actually considered to be a healthy thing, and it's true that they are not inherently unhealthy. The logical left brain thinks through taking sides and comparing. Problems occur when your dissatisfaction begins to identify with an opinion and turns it into a dogma. It's also at this point that another disease takes root inside of you, which is the disease of seriousness. Oh yeah, being all serious about stuff. I guess you guys can't see because I put my faces over there. So the healthy expression of opinion is rooted in a certain playfulness that comes of having an equally developed right hemisphere of the brain. Whereas the left hemisphere... Oh, shoot. Sees the parts. Trying to move myself here. The right hemisphere only sees the whole. If the inner structure of the brain is balanced, the male aspect would always serve the female, since seeing the part without seeing the whole is limiting damage. Anyway, don't want to go into this. I have to read up on and then give you a summary. But yeah, opinions. Freaking interesting. Take a look at where you're having opinions and where your opinions are causing you unnecessary harm. I guarantee you they are. It's just a matter of figuring out what that looks like and where they are, what they are, and then fixing it. All right. That's it for now. I'll talk to you later. Bye.